This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, September 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Thompson welcomes no-cut budget blueprint. Brazil planting soybeans. Conservation programs still plenty popular, according to Vilsack. Thompson welcomes no-cut budget blueprint. Amid the budget turmoil on Capitol Hill, the House Budget Committee set to consider a partisan fiscal 23 budget resolution today, a little more than a week before the end of the fiscal year. The resolution won't require any cuts to farm bill spending, but it doesn't provide any new money either, despite an appeal from the House Agriculture Committee for funding to bolster commodity programs. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse the resolution provides, quote, a very clear statement there should be no cuts to agriculture. But the Ag Committee's top Democrat, David Scott of Georgia, says in a statement the resolution, quote, shortchanges the farm bill, focuses on tax cuts for the rich, and undermines the bipartisan work we do on the House Agriculture Committee every day. Take note, Stabenow and Thompson are both welcoming the $2.5 billion in funding that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is providing for market promotion and international food aid. Thompson, however, expressed concern that Vilsack was able to sidestep Congress by using his Commodity Credit Corporation authority to fund the initiatives. For more on those farm bill issues, you can read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Vilsack, still more applicants than money available for conservation programs despite IRA dollars. The Agriculture Department is still not able to meet all of the demand for four popular conservation programs despite the $850 million in Inflation Reduction Act funding the agency has been authorized to spend this year. That Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking yesterday. Vilsack, speaking at an Axios event, said the department has received more than $2.5 billion in requests for Environmental Quality Incentives Program, Conservation Stewardship Program, Regional Conservation Partnership Program, and the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program. Vilsack said the demand is extraordinary. We've got 3.5 times the amount of demand that we have money. Cheap Russian wheat lowers international prices. A large Russian wheat crop this year, combined with a weakening ruble and strong dollar, hurting prospects for U.S. wheat exporters, according to a new CoBank analysis. The potential for severe volatility is high, with strong international demand and tight supplies outside of Russia. The major risk to U.S. elevators in the year ahead is a sharp rally in wheat prices, according to the report. With the global wheat stocks-to-use ratio outside of China and Russia historically low and stocks in major wheat exporting countries historically tight, potential disruptions to Russian exports in the Black Sea could result in extreme market volatility. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Brazil's soy planting kicks off in the south. The harvest of Brazil's second crop corn is nearly complete, about 97%, and some farmers in the south of the country already begun planting their primary soybean crop. That's according to the consulting firm Agroal. Farmers in the southern state of Paraná are already in the fields planting what will be the 23-24 soybean crop, while farmers on the largest soy state, Mato Grosso, are waiting for better weather, according to the firm. with Mato Grosso still slow, the one driving pace of the soybean planting and the momentum Esperada, where soil moisture is better and encourages producers from the west and southwest to enter the field, according to AgRal. The continuity of the good pace, however, could be hampered this week by the weather. USDA proposes SNAP quality control updates. USDA's Food and Nutrition Service published a proposed rule to ensure households eligible to receive Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program assistance get the correct benefits. The proposed rule aims to increase state agency efficiency, reduce the amount of time that state staff spend verifying household circumstances, and improve the quality and timeliness of the SNAP payment accuracy data. That according to an update from the agency. The rule would modernize how state agencies conduct quality control reviews, including a provision to allow telephone interviews as the primary interview method. AFIA on Capitol Hill talking trade, farm bill, and ADUFA reauthorization. The American Feed Industry Association has 30 different scheduled Capitol Hill visits with 46 members over the next 2 days, that to highlight the organization's priorities on trade, the farm bill, and inclusion of the Innovative Feed Enhancement and Economic Development Bill to the reauthorization of the Animal Drug User Fee Act, set to expire at the end of the month. It's great timing to be in town. It's going to be exciting for members to kind of feel the buzz that's going on around. Leah Wilkinson, AFI Vice President of Public Policy and Education, told AgriPulse. As it relates to Farm Bill priorities, AFI supports an increase in funding for the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program, enhanced utilization of the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, and the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP, for feed management, and a mandatory funding level of $8 billion in ag research. Well, here's today's She Said It. California is its own country. That Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan talking about regional struggles and putting together a farm bill. The farm bill is not normally partisan, she said at an event hosted by the Bipartisan Policy Center. It's regions. It's what you grow. It's a struggle between the North and the South, or Midwest and Northeast. California is its own country. The California comment drew laughter, and Stabenow quickly followed up saying, "We love California." Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, September 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.